Where did you go? Then there's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Trump.
You're going to see some very, very strong results very, very quickly. Thank you very much.
Be Heil. Heil. Right.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Right.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald Trump.
Says.
Mike Flynn should ask for immunity in that this is a witch hunt.
Be Heil.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
I'm not saying I'm doing anything one way or the other, but I'm certainly not going to be telling you.
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
This world new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says
they would say there's no way to 270, but there was a way to 306. But wasn't that an exciting one?
Be Heil, Heil, riding
Donald Trump.
Space not to love
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil, Heil, riding
Donald Trump.
Space.
You look at North Korea. We're doing nothing there.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding
Donald Trump.
Space.
You said America had the healthy body of democracy with a large orange mole on its ass.
Yeah.
You are a former doctor. What is your prognosis now?
Here's my professional opinion, Stephen. And believe me, people should stop trying to diagnose them all, because nobody understands them all. It could be a benign mole, a malignant mole, a Russian mole, could be any kind of mole. Mm-hmm. And I think we just have to focus on just getting rid of them all.
In a conspiracy like this, you build from the outer edges and you go step by step.
Forget the myths that the media has created about the White House. The truth is, these are not very bright guys, and things got out of hand.
It involves the entire U.S. intelligence community, FBI, CIA, justice. It's incredible. Cover-up, it was mainly to protect the covert operations. it leads everywhere. Get out your notebook. There's more.
The bizarre story of Trump's false wiretapping claim only got weirder.
Did the president direct anyone in this White House or in his national security team to try to find information or intelligence to back up his assertion about wiretapping?
I'm not aware of anything directly. I'd have to look into that in terms of, again, there's two sides of this. One is the information side, and two is the policy and the activities and the legal piece of what happened. Those are big buckets, if you will.
For the past week, everybody everywhere has been wondering about Devin Nunes' secret intelligence source of the White House. Nunes has refused to reveal who it was out of concern that if his source was exposed, he'll have to come up with a new reason to cancel all the Russia hearings.
Okay, so to recap, Devin took what appears to be an unnecessary trip to tell what appears to be unimportant news to what may have been the source of the news itself.
Are you concerned at all that he was viewing what he said was classified information at the White House, then reported it back to the White House?
Well, you got to keep in mind who he works for. He works for the president. He answers to the president.
Does he, or does he work for the constituents of his district?
Well, you do both.
No.
So absolutely do not. You do one of them and explicitly not the other. That's literally the whole point of Congress. And that is why this story is stupid Watergate. It could very well take down the government, but nobody involved understands why or how to cover it up.
They said that John Stewart
was an CIA recruit
who recruited you to work for the CIA
to bring down the country through satire.
Now let's see who the Russian collaborator really is.
Michael Flynn!
Wasn't that obvious? Even I knew that!
You're under arrest.
That's right. It's over, Flynn.
No, I mean you're under arrest. All of you. Shaggy, Scooby, Velma, the hot one. Take them away.
Zoinks! Like they're the ones who committed treason!
Save it for the judge. Unmasking is a serious crime.
Former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn has offered to be interviewed by investigators probing possible ties between the Trump campaign and Russia in exchange for immunity from prosecution.
Flynn said this when Hillary Clinton associates sought immunity in the probe of the Democratic nominee's private email server.
When you are given immunity, that means that you've probably committed a crime.
And if you're not guilty of a crime, what do you need immunity for?
Today, the president intervened in the investigation of whether his aides colluded with Russia to sway the presidential election. President Trump said his fired national security advisor, Michael Flynn, should ask for immunity from prosecution in return for his testimony. Flynn was fired for lying to the vice president about contacts he'd had with the Russian ambassador to the United States. And previously, Mr. Trump's campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was fired for his pro-Russian contacts.
So Trump is going after Sewers and Rice by saying, my team wasn't talking to Russia. If they were, then how come Susan Rice caught my team talking to Russia?
Well, look, I mean, I think there's an obvious suspect in this, and that's Steve Bannon.
Bannon is out at NSC.
It's not only not going to get better, it's going to get worse every day.
The ex-Breitbart publisher removed from the National Security Council.
I guess I would say this, that my impression is I wouldn't be surprised after all of this is said and done that some people end up in jail.
You're confident that at least some Trump associates will wind up in jail?
If I was betting, I would say yes.
I want to respectfully disagree with my dear friend Joaquin Castro, next to whom I sit on the Intelligence Committee. He said he would not be surprised if people ended up going to jail. I will be surprised if people don't end up going to jail.
CBS News has learned that FBI agents are looking into whether Trump campaign associates were coordinating with Russian operatives as early as March of 2016.
Donald Trump Jr. said this: Russians make up a pretty disproportionate cross-section of a lot of our assets. And then he said there's a lot of money pouring in from Russia. His brother, Eric Trump, said, we had no assets in Russia. We have no debt in Russia.
Trump campaign associate Carter Page revealed that he was a target of Russian spies. And two intelligence sources told NBC News that Blackwater founder Eric Prince, who's the brother of Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos, repped Trump
at a secret meeting with a Russian envoy.
In January, Blackwater founder and high school football captain who definitely wasn't there, Eric Prince, set up a secret meeting to establish a back channel between Trump and Moscow.
Although I'm young, I got a job to do. Hear the microfilm in the lining of my shoe. Call it a business trip. Gotta hide inside my trench coat and be clever. I got my paper in a cyanide pill. My Polaroid's a taser in disguise. There's a face on the hill, and the heat is loose like Kansas in November.
Thing that Russia did was change public opinion through targeted social media, because Senate hearings have revealed that Russia hired 1,000 people to create anti-Clinton fake news in key states during the election. And when I say fake news, this is real fake news, not fake news that is real news that Donald Trump just doesn't like.
Healthcare. After years of trying to repeal Obamacare, Republicans have now released their own replacement plan. President Trump and House Speaker Ryan will be disguised as doctors, killing millions of anxious Americans every month. Meantime, President Trump claims that he is 25 feet high and 200 feet long. House intelligence leaders say they have seen no evidence to support President Trump's claim that Pete can be seen from space and is powerful enough to knock a tractor trailer onto its side on the highway. Now to that bombshell from WikiLeaks, claiming it has released the CIA's secret tools used to hack into smartphones and also certain German shepherds, golden retrievers, bulldogs, and beagles. And one last item of note regarding President Trump, the White House has banned political TV in the Oval Office. Today we got confirmation that the president is only allowed to watch the movie Footloose. A whole new world for him.
You are fake news.
15,000 operatives worldwide participated in spreading false news stories and conspiracy theories online. In August, Trump confidant Roger Stone tweeted about Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta. Trust me, it will soon be Podesta's time in the barrel. Then, on October 7th, WikiLeaks began publishing Podesta's personal emails. It was the same day the Department of Homeland Security and Director of National Intelligence publicly accused Russia of carrying out the cyber attacks.
Why does Donald Trump need a back channel to Moscow? If he wants to communicate with Putin, just email the DNC.
You and the Russian government did never try to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election, and there will be no evidence found.
Ronald Reagan was debating about taxes and addressing the Americans, said, watch my lips. He said, no, watch my lips, no.
According to one former FBI agent, the Russians realize Trump himself is really susceptible to fake news. So these Russian government trolls tweet at President Trump during high volumes when they know he's online, and they push conspiracy theories.
Part of the reason active measures have worked in this U.S. election is because the commander-in-chief has used Russian active measures at time against his opponents. Gray outlets that are Soviet-pushing accounts tweet at President Trump during high volumes when they know he's online, and they push conspiracy theories. So if he is to click on one of those or cite one of those, it just proves Putin correct.
The person that helped spread this misinformation the most was the candidate himself. And that they timed it, they would time some of these stories so that he would see it. Some of this will seem surreal to folks, mm-hmm. that it seems almost, come on. Are you really telling us a bunch of Russians who may not speak the language as well as us are suddenly mm-hmm. fooling all these Americans?
And I think everybody's been trying to influence public opinion with whatever media tools they had at their disposal throughout history. But now we have different tools. We have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have other anonymous ways to push different agendas. And as these tools emerge, I would expect every modern nation will use them to propagate their ideas.
Their next big priority is letting internet companies buy and sell your private information.
Your personal internet browsing history up for grabs because of a brand new rule that lets companies sell your private information.
Congress just voted to repeal an FCC rule that required internet service providers to get your permission before collecting and selling your data. That includes things like your web browsing history, yes, and apps you use.
Should people expect that almost anything they put online is not private? I mean, that's sort of what it feels like to a lot of people now.
I think that's a realistic expectation. They should expect that everything they do is being tracked, from their location information to all the videos that they watch online, all of their internet traffic and browser history.
It is beyond my comprehension that a conservative libertarian would say, oh yeah, give the individual's information over to the big commercial interests. You guys have the House, you have the Senate, and you have the White House. The only restraint you have is yourselves. And I know there's got to be somebody in that body who believes that Comcast, Sprint, and all the rest should not have anybody's underwear size in this body.
They can sell it without your permission. They can sell it even without your knowledge.
I guarantee you, there is not one person, not one voter of any political stripe anywhere in America who asked for this. No one in America stood up at a town hall and said, sir, I demand you let somebody else make money off my shameful desire.
Our motto, ut uberioris divites.
Well, doesn't that mean the rich get richer?
Ooh, this prestigious school doesn't need Latin translating troublemakers. You're expelled.
Ex nihilo nihil fit.
Non refundum.
That's it. As Americans, it's our duty to either stop evil billionaires or elect him to the highest office.
Internet providers no longer have to protect customer information against hackers and thieves. Okay, that's like a hotel saying, yeah, you can stay here, but heads up, we don't lock the doors. Also, we sell videos of you masturbating. You want to buy one?
Is this still a coven of capitalism where evil money can acquire a patina of virtue?
Yes, that's in our charter.
But your internet provider? It's not like most of us have a lot of choice when it comes to who you get your internet service from. And it is thanks to President Trump and Republicans in Congress. Basically a party line vote by Republicans in the House and Senate to pass this thing. YouGov just did a national poll on this thing. They described what the bill does, then asked people nationwide, should Donald Trump sign this bill or should he veto it? 11% of people said Donald Trump should sign this bill. The proportion of people who said that Donald Trump should veto it? 74%. And he did it behind closed doors. No photo op, no standalone press release, no awkward ceremony where he gets up and starts to walk away because he actually forgot to sign the bill and then he has to come back afterwards and make sure he really signs it.
He forgot to sign the executive orders at the executive order signing.
No, this one, they did it behind closed doors. No press, no tweets, no cameras, because they do not want to talk about it. They do not want to defend it. No human wants this. And so they signed it in secret.
He's old school. He doesn't use email. Well, it means he doesn't use email, for example. For years, I've heard him say, I've seen businesses destroyed. I've seen marriages wrecked over email. You can never email Donald, and he will never email you.
Tonight, growing concern from President Trump's own supporters about his tweeting.
Nearly everyone in this group wants the president to stop tweeting about things like TV ratings at his inauguration and Arnold Schwarzenegger's departure from The Apprentice.
He needs to tone it down and forget about Snoop Dogg, forget about Arnold Schwarzenegger. We don't really care about them, do we?
I don't. If you want to be the apprentice, step down. Let somebody else run the country.
Do you trust the president?
In what vein?
People think that you're going to be part of the administration, Ivanka.
I'm going to be a daughter.
Ivanka Trump will become a federal employee in the White House, serving as the president's eyes and ears.
It's a family affair.
So he's hired his daughter as assistant to the president, his son-in-law as his senior advisor, and put Eric and Donald Jr. in charge of the National Hair Gel Reserve. Okay, this week, Ivanka's on domestic policy, Jared's on foreign policy, and looks like the president is loading the dishwasher again.
One child grows up to be somebody that just loves to learn, and another child grows up to be somebody you just love to burn. Mom loves the both of them, you see it's in the blood. Both kids are good and mom, blood's thicker than the mud. It's a family affair.
But it's been a busy few weeks for the president. Every day he gets to work, rolls up his sleeves, and gives a new job to Jared Kushner.
Still checking each other out. Hey, nobody wants to blow. Nobody wants to be left out. You can't leave cause your heart is there. But you can't stay cause you've been somewhere else. You can't cry cause you look broke down. But you're crying anyway. Of course, you're all broke down. It's a family affair.
So far, Kushner is in charge of brokering Middle East peace, negotiating the wall with Mexico, tackling America's opioid epidemic, fixing the Department of Veterans Affairs, handling diplomacy with China, and dyeing the eggs for the White House Easter egg hunt.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
New questions about a newly disclosed meeting between Trump's top advisor, his son-in-law Jared Kushner, and the head of a Russian bank that is subject to U.S. sanctions.
Jared Kushner had this unexplained and previously undisclosed meeting with this guy who's the head of a Russian government-controlled bank with very close ties to President Putin and to the Russian spy services.
The strategic effect of this is that we're beginning to see a pattern where the president is surrounding himself with family and friends. And the great fear, whatever the merits of the individuals,
absolutely,
is that he's isolating himself from the larger government on which his success depends.
You get up every day and try to make Donald Trump's ludicrous and dangerous pronouncements sound normal and sane. You are an enabler. 20 years from now, when your kids ask you over a glass of Soylent Green, What did you do during the Trump years, Daddy? You don't want your answer to be, my job was to go on TV and pretend Trump didn't say what everybody just heard him say. That is an enabler.
This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe.
Well, that's pretty good. Rince Priebus, you could do better, can't you?
Well, I think the president's 100% correct, and he hits the bullseye in that tweet like he often does.
Exactly. Because who can picture Trump and not think accuracy in tweeting?
We know for a fact you have massive numbers of non-citizens registered to vote in this country. John Spicer, as always, is 100% correct, and that what he said is true and important, and I agree with it.
You know, without these professional liars and deniers, there's no Trump. And the excuse, I'm just doing my job, is starting to sound an awful lot like I was just following orders.
You're worse than Hitler!
Too late for flattery.
Thanks to
Major Garrett, Stephen, Colbert, Fassum, Youssef,
all the president,
Seth Myers,
and thanks to
Sean Spicer, Jack Oliver, MSNBC,
Chris
Hayes,
Michael
Flynn, Scott Kelly, Steve Bannon,
and more thanks to
Joaquin Castro,
Wolf
Blitzer,
CBS
News, Bill
Mayer,
and thanks to
Cassette Boy, Vladimir
Putin,
Clinton, Watts, Shepard, Smith,
Rachel
Maddow, Montgomery, Burns, Homer, Simpson,
and I don't want to forget
Leslie, Stahl,
Ivanka,
Trump,
Don, Lemon,
and Michael
Hayden.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.